commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
State Supreme Court Associate Justice N. Patrick Crooks does not like Act 10. He wrote a separate legal opinion yesterday to make that clear. But it was a concurrence with the court's four other conservative justices. Crooks is the hero in this case. He says plainly, just because I don't like a law doesn't make it unconstitutional. He joined the majority in that 5-2 ruling that upholds Act 10. This is what's missing in the state and federal courts. Too often, a judge who doesn't like a policy choice that's made by the legislature goes digging to find a way to bend the case's outcome to their view. Justice Crooks says Act 10 infringes on Wisconsin's traditions for collective bargaining. He says it goes further than the state needed to get the cost savings that state leaders sought. But he also says the law is not unconstitutional. He says he had an obligation to uphold it. Collective bargaining for public employees is not part of the state constitution. The court ruled correctly that employees still have the right to form unions, the right of freedom to associate, and the right to speak about any job-related issue they wish, freedom of speech. What Act 10 says is that some items, like work rules, will no longer be subject to the collective bargaining process. State employees can still work to elect or defeat school board members or municipal leaders who favor their positions on contracts and benefits. It should be noted that many states do not have collective bargaining at all for public workers. And there are other states, like Virginia and North Carolina, that have specifically passed laws that bans collective bargaining for public employees. Yesterday's majority ruling says collective bargaining for public workers is a creation of the legislature, not the Constitution. And as such, the legislature, the people's representatives, can change it.